James, what did it go wrong tonight and over the weekend as a whole?
Yesterday we were flat to start. We had spells where we had good possession on their end, but not for long enough in the game. We made silly defensive errors, and you know, we only let a couple goals in before the empty net goal, but we didn't do enough to score. 20 shots on goal isn't good enough when you're looking to make the playoffs. So it was one of those nights yesterday, but tonight I thought we started well, obviously took the lead. Especially the second period, we dominated for spells, and even at 5-5 it looked sometimes like we're on the power play. We just didn't get the clear good shots, you know, and crash the net and get those rebounds, and we didn't test the goalie enough in those situations. And then obviously they're the sort of team that will defend for their lives sometimes and take their chances when they came, and that's what they did. And once we went behind, we didn't do enough straight away to get back into the game. You know, we had spells towards the end of the third period where we dominated. We had a nice goal was scored, but it was a little bit too little too late. End of a tough battle like that. Last, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of a six period weekend is tough to claw back 2 goals, especially against one of the best defensive teams in the league.
How big is a disappointment given 6 losses against Milton Keynes this season and making it even more difficult to make the playoffs, although Bracknell are losing at the moment?
Yeah, obviously the playoffs is the bigger thing for us. It doesn't matter what the head-to-head series are, as long as we get to where we need to be in the league. Obviously it's disappointing, and I know from the fans' point of view it will be to lose all the games against MK when over the last 2 or 3 years I think we've had the better of the meetings. So obviously that's disappointing and something we're going to have to look towards for next season, but there's no looking back at that now. It's the league position which counts. Fingers crossed whoever Bracknell are playing are doing us a favour, and it stays like that. But we need to get the games in our hands so that it's our decisions that make us make the playoffs, not theirs. So hopefully the results go right tonight. We can get a good win Saturday and then go into Bracknell with confidence and pull out the result.
Manchester won the league tonight, so hoping that they come down with a less than 100% team.
Hopefully, if they've got any guys carrying injuries, hopefully they don't play. But, you know, Manchester have won the league and they've won the league for a reason. So no matter which sort of team we face against them, it's going to be a tough battle. They've got a good goal tender and all the way through their team, guys that can just grab the game out of nothing. So it's going to have to be a huge effort like it was a week Thursday ago to beat them again, because even though they've won the league and they might rest a couple of players, it's the sort of thing where a lot of them are going to want to take that momentum into the playoffs, and next weekend is their only chance to do that.